Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're here to, as a Saturday morning tradition, to be like, your happy place.
That's right, like we are every Saturday.
And help you around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And last week, and we've been talking critters all month, different aspects of critters, how to bring them in, how to keep them away, how to keep them safe, how to keep your pets safe. And one of our friends last week texted and said, hey, why don't you guys talk about all these moths? What about all these moths? So I did a little research, but I really don't know much about moths. So we've invited Kathleen Prudick. She's the assistant professor of citizen and data science at the University of Arizona. And she's going to join us this morning. Hey, Miss Katie.
Howdy. Hi, folks. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. So, you know, we've talked a lot just the last couple of weeks about how inundated we are by butterflies and moths. And we've had texts, we've had emails, people wondering, what is this? It's so unusual for us. Can you kind of fill us in on what's going on?
Yeah, of course. So one of my specialties is studying Lepidoptera, which is butterflies and moths. And what's happening is we had a fabulous monsoon. You may have noticed. Everything's green. Everything is just lush and verdant. And as a result, there's a lot of food for those caterpillars to eat. And so there are a lot more moths and butterflies than we've seen in the last couple of years when the monsoons have not been so fabulous.
And as you and I were talking yesterday, there's a bigger picture of the food chain. It just,
let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So moths and butterflies both are important pollinators. I think, you know, folks, when they sit down, they're like, oh yeah, right. They help make the next generation of plants by moving pollen from one plant to another. They also are, caterpillars in particular, I often refer to them as eggs with legs because they are
eggs with legs.
Eggs and legs, they are full with all sorts of great nutrients, just sort of like little salmon. You know, everybody says you should eat your salmon or whatever. Caterpillars have the same sort of fats and proteins that you know, those cold water salmon have. And that has to do with the fact that, you know, they're just acquiring all these nutrients because, you know, they have the worst teenage years, I think, of any animal because they basically, you know, melt down. They're left with their brains and their gonads, but everything else melts down and they transition from a caterpillar, which is, you know, this leaf chewing sort of sessile thing, to this, you know, incredibly active nectar sipping flying adult. So it's a pretty big transition. So they need a lot of energy to do that.
Yeah. And then they're also food for other things.
Right. Exactly. And so everybody's looking to eat those eggs with legs because it's just delicious and a great resource. And that includes, you know, there's records in the literature about bears, like really depending on moth larva when there's a big year, all the way down to, you know, little tiny predatory insects. Like you might see these around right now, the caterpillar hunter beetles, little black beetles with these kind of ferocious jaws. And they eat primarily caterpillars.
You know, and when you talk
moths and butterflies.
Yeah, so there's just chain reaction on both ends of that. So we were talking, why do you think moths get such a bad rap? I mean, I think butterflies, I get all excited, and I think moths get rid of them. How come?
I think it's twofold, is their flight is a little bit more erratic, I would say, than a butterfly, because the butterflies kind of have this lazy, like often like lackadaisical flight. And moths you're encountering at night, which always seems to make us a little nervous because we don't see as well at night as compared to during the day. And then moths aren't quite, there are exceptions. So just to think about it in the audience, is there's about 10 times as many moth species as there are butterfly species. So we often think of moths as little drab, boring brown things, but there are many moth species that are just gorgeous, like butterflies.
Okay, so I wanted to give a little plug, Katie, for this website that you have that's either InDesign, just... So you like to connect citizens with science so that they can help you with the data you need to do the studying that you need to do for the environment. So would you kind of fill us in on, we have 1 minute left, just tell us about that website.
Yep. So this is e-butterfly.org, and it is a web platform that is catering to people who love to watch butterflies and photograph them. And what we do is keep track of your life list, your checklists, all these things that many people like, get excited about and sort of motivates them to get out and watch more butterflies. And then on the back end, we look at how environmental change is impacting where butterflies are now, who they interact with, and how that might change in the future. So we can think about informing different conservation and management groups about what they might be thinking about 5, 10, 50, 100 years in the future.
And you get excited about connecting that data. I get excited about getting kids excited. So, you know, I think about the parents that are homeschooling or maybe looking for something to do on the weekend. This is a great way to get them outside and help them to see, you know, what's going on. And then I think they kind of take ownership of that, you know, and it's just something really good and constructive and fun to do.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And we do need the next generation of butterfly enthusiasts out there. I also would say that I find a lot of parents get a big kick out of this. Like they learn something, just a lot of things too in the process of engaging with their children on this.
And there's a couple other platforms that iNaturalist.org was one and Nature's Notebook. And you can get on and you actually find other people who are seeing the same thing. You can kind of compare notes and make new friends. Miss Katie, thank you so much for joining us this morning and teaching us to love those moths.
Thank you so much. I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you. You too.